This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on a Thursday. With open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. We got Shay, we got a returning JR in you. For the next 3 hours here, as we keep you company until 10, then we crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko at 10. I just want to lower the music, JR. I just want to just start the show being very grateful, very thankful that my partner is alive. Cap almost died this morning.
Holy.
In which this was going to be a solo show all the way up to about 6 a.m. So please tell everyone. I mean, yet you're still alive. I'm grateful that my partner's here, but it was touch and go.
Okay, so I knew JR was coming back. I saved this part of the story. I didn't tell you guys this in the meeting. I went to the Waken Bakery this morning because I knew JR was coming back from an extended sabbatical from the show. He was on vacay.
Yes.
I went, you know what? I'm going to drive over to the Waken Bakery. I know they're not open yet, but I would imagine the bakers are in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy a couple of goodies here? Can I give them to my friend JR to welcome him back to the show?
Of course, it starts with yellow.
Yellow.
You knocking on the door saying yellow.
Yellow.
Uh-huh.
And it was locked up tight.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody there.
Okay.
Do you guys not get up and bake? So I leave.
Mm-hmm.
I go down this one road, Dundee. It's a detour.
I see.
Can't get across. Now I got to go back around down Waukegan over to Will. Anyway, so I'm completely off my game, not going the way that I go. Didn't even get what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I get on the Edens. At like Peterson, it's down to two lanes. JR, you're aware of this.
Yep.
Both ways they're working on the bridge. Every time I drive by, there's nobody working. And it's just a traffic nightmare going and coming. I am cruising along 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I see the little arrow and I got to merge and out. And I got the wall like 3 feet to my left and out of nowhere. It wasn't like a little pickup. It was like Billy Ray from Tennessee was up in town and turned right in front of me. One of those monster pickups. I mean, right in front of me, I'm going 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I swerve like I'm Mario Andretti, and I'm headed right into the wall. And I swerve back again, kind of fishtail.
Yeah.
Miss him and miss the wall. Kind of steady Mike. You know the scene in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Oh, sure.
When he jumps all the vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and he lands, and he's like,
oh, God. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was me. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm alive!
You're feeling yourself, feeling
my
your chest.
My wrist is killing me. I don't know what I don't know if it's from the yank of the wheel or if I smashed it in something. All my crap is on the floor of the car. And
you shaky bastard.
Mm-hmm. I'm alive.
Yes.
Thank you. Upstairs. Mom and Dad.
Seventh floor? What?
No. My late parents.
Oh, I see. That a little higher.
The Lord. Somebody looked out for me this morning.
All right.
Because I should not be doing this show.
Okay. So the question is, if you hit that vehicle, mm-hmm. if you hit that wall, at the velocity that you were driving,
mm-hmm.
probably not making it? Probably out of here.
I'm in an SUV, so I think I probably have significant damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a seatbelt. I always do.
Yep.
But airbags, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in my little convertible that I used to drive that I traded in,
yeah,
I'm gone.
Oh, no.
Gone. Wow. JR, you've seen that car.
Yeah. Yes, you would have been an accordion.
Gone.
It would have been all over.
Well, all over.
The bright side of that, at least, like if he had expired in this tragic accident, he would have lived his dream. He never would have retired.
Pretty much true, right?
Pretty much true.
He did it his way. He drove into work in his 60s, and he never retired. He had to die in the job in order for him to stop working.
I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I understand.
And there are people in their cars on the hill. Jesus God. Really?
Yep.
Yes. This is...
I'm a shark, man. Just going to keep going.
I understand. This
when
is
I'm sleeping.
Sports Radio's Ric Flair. He's never going, I will never retire. Woo! She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Woo! She'll be coming. Yes.
That'll be me.
This man had his last match, Nashville, Tennessee. It was billed just this year, Cap. You know about it.
Yeah.
Ric Flair's last match.
Correct.
In a tag team match with his son-in-law. The man said is my last match. And now he says he regrets saying that because he wants another one.
Another bite at the apple.
People travel all over the world to see Ric Flair's quote-unquote last match. He's 73 or something like that. Nope. One more match. That's going to be you. Just when you think he's out, here he comes back again.
The new voice of whatever.
The motley crew of sports broadcasting.
That's it.
Take that! Look at this old bastard still on the air.
So, I tried to buy you Wake and Bakery goodies. It didn't work well there.
I appreciate it, Cap. Next time you're in there, drop my name. They know me in there. It's like my cheers. So, mm-hmm. Just drop your name. They'll give you maybe a little off. You never know.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
I say JR is known at the Wake and Bakery.
He is.
That's really awesome. How about this last night? All right, JR, let's give us a listen here to last night with Aaron Judge.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
Guy, I love John Sterling, by the way. He's got all his flash cards ready. Here comes the Judge. Judgian blast. Right. This is like,
it is high.
Yes.
It is far. It is gone. It actually wasn't high.
Yes, or far.
It was like a George Hoffman towering line drive.
It really was.
Back in the day, that was a big thing on sports radio.
But it's radio. So, no, if you're just listening on the stream on radio, I guess it was a line drive, you know, a big time blast because he's on radio. Then, of course, there's Michael Kay on Yes Network.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Michael Kay on Yes.
Got it all on one flashcard. There's no way he did that off the top of his head. No way.
So we got the history, as you heard there from WFAN and from Yes. Yes, Aaron Judge's historic 61, number 61 home run. Hey, man, this could have been a lot of money if it hit the open market. Unfortunately, someone dropped the ball. Someone dropped the ball. Could you imagine if you were able to get that? There's a guy named, is it Lasagna?
Is his Frankie name? Lasagna
Frankie
is his name.
Frankie Lasagna.
He's a fan. He's out there all the time.
Yes.
At the Blue Jays games, and a ball came like at the railing, and it would have been a hell of a catch, but he missed it, and it dropped into the bullpen, and Matt Bushman, the Blue Jays bullpen catcher?
He's a bullpen coach.
Bullpen coach. Mm-hmm. Grabbed it, and they asked him, what do you want for it? And he said, it's Aaron's ball. It's not mine.
Well, let's get to Lasagna just for a second here.
Always room for lasagna.
There's no question. I'm Garfield. I love lasagna.
I like lasagna, too.
Listen, man. Listen. You know that you're out there, and more than likely, the home run's going to be in your area, somewhere in the outfield, if he hits one. Man, it's got to be Harry Carey's fishnet. It's got to be, like, this big comical glove. But he dropped, Cap, $250,000.
Oh, more than that.
Just for, as a base, $250,000, before you take it over to the lawyer and get it authenticated and all that. Cap, like, I couldn't sleep the next day. I couldn't sleep that night, the next day, the next month. I had the ball. What happened there?
That was a tough catch, though. That was not an easy play.
I'm jumping out of my seat like the crazy man at Soldier Field to catch the kick, to catch that ball. Cap.
That one right there gives me nightmares because I did that game. I was doing that game.
Cap, I would jump out of my seat for that ball. Come on, man. $250,000. I'm talking about as a base, but then if you go through everything and people want it, it'd probably be what? $500,000? $750,000?
The estimation from Darren Revell was that 61 would be $500,000, and whatever Judge's final home run is, because that will be the one that breaks the record and then sets it, would be upwards of $1 million.
That's crazy.
How about that?
I mean, aren't you moving people out of the way to get that baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you? I mean, aren't you? To get that?
Well, do you remember when Sammy was chasing McGuire?
Yes.
He actually took the lead late in the season, and then McGuire went on a barrage to get to 70. Sammy hit 66.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be 5,000 people out on Waveland. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. It's crazy.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
And they would chase. I remember Sammy hit one that went down Kenmore.
Yes.
And it was rolling, and there are thousands of people knocking each other out of the way. It was brutal out there.
I would do whatever I could to get that home run. And so you just heard the highlights there of Judge tying Roger Maris's long-standing record of 61 home runs, the most in a single season in the American League. Now, what does that really mean, 61 in the American League? There's a lot to this story that Cap and I will unfurl for you. And also, there might be a divorce that's happening because of Judge's home run. We'll discuss that coming up next on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J. Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
So Aaron Judge hitting home run number 61, and that fella in the Blue Jays jersey came to the game. Maybe he's hoping to catch the ball, maybe not. Maybe it's a coincidence he's sitting there. Look how close he came. He got a glove on it, Buck. He's 5'10". If he were 6'1", he'd have had that.
He can't believe it. He threw his glove back.
Oh.
He is sick. You come to a ball game, and out of all the seats you could possibly sit in, he was sitting in the right seat. His arm wasn't long enough. Oh, what a heartbreak. He is not happy. You can bet. He got his glove on it and just couldn't make the play.
Dan Shulman and Buck Martinez on the call there in Toronto. Yeah, Cap, you know, you're saying that he didn't have a chance, but if his arm was longer, he has an opportunity to catch that baseball. He's a little guy.
It's a fine. First one back. Nice job, Cap.
Thanks. If my legs were longer, I might have played freaking two guard in the NBA, too.
Mm-hmm.
If your arms were longer, you could reach in your pocket and get that dollar out for that fine. Go ahead.
Oh, $1.
You know what?
Bernie's Bookbank.org.
Can we get Cantu or Bevins in here?
They would ask for the same.
This bearded jackass out of here.
You got money?
Wow.
Yep. Bernie's Bookbank.org. Right there in the cup, please. Thank you. Thank you, Darren.
Appreciate that. Come on down.
Come get
the money. We raised $300,000 last weekend at Walk. We're well on our way to $400,000.
Yeah. Well, as long as you keep getting fined every day, it's an average of $2 a day. It's really something, man.
I mean, really.
I mean, we should. I mean, they're not even dogs that are in peril, and they're giving that kind of money.
And by the way,
yeah.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
312-6 million for the great Howard Inkin.
Sign my
ball. You know that I went to the dry cleaners the other day and picked up the dry cleaning, and the lady goes, "Yes, Mr. Kaplan, in that bag you left cash. It got dry cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
I find it for you."
Yes.
It was like $70. I've got money now.
Did you miss a word there? She said what?
I find money. I'm like,
that's just the worst. All right, Mrs. Livingston, doing your laundry for
yes,
you.
The guy much. Who never has cash in his pocket runs $70 through the dry cleaners. Amazing how that works. Oh, all I don't right. have any money today. Okay. Really?
All right, Cap, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, let's talk a little about Aaron Judge. So that guy, Lasagna, missed the opportunity to catch the baseball. And there was almost a divorce because of this. Have you read about this? Have you seen this? So Matt Bushman was the bullpen coach for the Blue Jays. He's the one that caught the baseball because it was in the stands. It trickled down into the bullpen, and Matt Bushman picks it up. He ended up with the ball after it landed in the bullpen.
He's got the ball.
Matt Bushman is married to Sarah Walsh. Sarah Walsh used to work at ESPN. Now she works at Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. And so they are married. And her tweet was, you know what, bad news, I'm down here in Florida battling a hurricane, but the good news is I can announce my retirement, because if my husband has the ball, hey, I don't have to work anymore. He's going to cash that thing in. Unfortunately for Walsh, Bushman was then spotted on the broadcast handing the ball off to someone, relinquishing the claim of the historic home run ball, and Walsh's response, oh, cool. He just handed the ball back without checking to see if our house is still here. I'd like to announce our divorce.
Wow.
So she was overjoyed, like, hey, I don't have to work anymore.
Cash City.
Absolutely. But you know what? It's not Bushman didn't even call to say, hey, is our house still there? If you kept the ball, we would have to worry about this house in Tampa and this hurricane.
Correct.
So Walsh was like, you know what? We're getting a divorce.
I'm out.
So ultimately, Cap, the bottom line is that we've been waiting for a while now for Judge to hit this home run. The Maris family, Maris Jr. and the family have been traveling with the Yankees.
At the Yankees' expense, they've been flying them everywhere.
So ridiculous. And finally, Judge hits number 61. Now, as you heard the play-by-play earlier, it's the longstanding record of 61 home runs, the most in a single season in the American League.
No, it tied for the most in a single season in the history of baseball.
American League. You heard the call.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Not that joy juice hopped up dude from San Francisco or the hopped up joy juice steroid using dude from the Cardinals or our own Sammy Sosa, who I think should be welcomed back to Chicago. There were 98% of the league was doing it. It was a bad era, but it happened. All of those dudes are artificial numbers. Aaron Judge is going through the most scrutiny, regularly tested, the whole deal. Yeah, no. Aaron Judge and Maris are tied.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds is not the all-time home run leader. You all can fool yourself. He's not. That's Henry Aaron.
Well, let me just tell you something, because you're not going to tell me out of fan. I will tell you this. Integrity from individual people I don't know in sports does not matter to me. Doesn't matter. We're in it for entertainment purposes. We're in it to be able to gamble on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea that we look at Barry Bonds and put our nose up at Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa or Roger Clemens or players of that ilk, you could throw Mark McGwire in there as well. Listen, if the Players Association was good with this and if Major League Baseball was good with this, who am I to say that it was wrong? They both all turned a blind eye on it because they wanted to bolster the eyeballs of baseball. That's why that's why steroids was not a major factor. No one was talking about it because it was good for the game from their standpoint.
It was a major factor because those are fictitious records, and that's why they have the toughest testing program of any of the major sports.
Oh, no, Cap. No, those are real numbers. Those are real numbers.
Those are artificial numbers.
No, the numbers are real. The numbers are real, but understand the point. Unless Major League Baseball was going to step in like they should have as adults and say, hey, we can't have this. We have to clean up our game. Bud Selig couldn't care less about that. And neither did the Players Association.
That's the difference here. But neither side had the ability, because it's a collectively bargained issue. That's how the union stuff works. Bud Selig could not, on his own, say, I want this cleaned up. Shortly before he died, Marvin Miller, the old head of the Players Association, came on with me and Waddle down the dial. Marvin, there's a lot of talk about drug testing coming to baseball. And he said, not as long as I'm alive, not going to happen. I will never allow one of my players to ever be drug tested. It's none of their business what they take. That's a horrible take. Awful. He and I were screaming at each other.
I understand.
Probably killed him because he died shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful thing. What about the dudes who showed up and did it the right way? Didn't take that stuff.
Ooh.
And pick a random player who hit 36 home runs, and maybe had he been putting the needle in his arm, he might have hit 56 home runs. And that the fly balls that were caught on the warning track, little steroids, maybe those get out.
Just a couple things. One, maybe that guy who hit 36 home runs was only going to hit 17, and he doubled his numbers. Two, don't forget pitchers were doing it too, Cap. It wasn't just the hitters. It was the pitchers also. So you've got a level field of cheating, if you will, right? It's available to everybody. It's not just the hitters that are cheating. It's the pitchers that are cheating too. So within the confines of the game, you're telling me those numbers are fake? You saw it with your own eyes too.
I did. And
you watched
I know
it. Those were played within
Barry
the rules of the game.
Barry Bonds' hat size went up 1.5 sizes because he was taking steroids and human growth hormone, and the growth plates in his head expanded.
And he was a Hall of Famer before that. That's not the discussion.
And
the discussion
he made a choice to cheat, period.
But you've got those numbers sitting there in history, and baseball's never said, oh, these numbers are tainted. Oh, this is a discounted number. Nobody's ever gave that indication. You're the one who's doing that. So I see the numbers that say 70. I lived through that season just like you did. I saw it.
And you were happy as a lamb, like everybody else, because baseball was it again, like it was when we were kids. You sit on your moral high horse and give this this whole thought about integrity in sports. You know your heroes in the 80s also were doing something else to make sure they are awake. How many Pete Rose stories have you heard about taking greenies? Not 10 to 12. I'm talking about, you know, just enhancements to make sure that they're up for the game. You know, whatever they could to get away from injuries. They did what they had to do. You give an athlete an inch, they'll take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk about steroids, but again, those athletes in the 70s and 80s, they had to take something also to make sure that they were up for the game. Cocaine ran rampant through Major League Baseball and the NBA during that time. I'm not standing here saying, well, some of those points from Dr. J or whomever, because they were taking enhancements, I'm not going to count those dunks. I won't count those points. Listen, this integrity of the game nonsense is ridiculous. Until Major League Baseball is to say, Barry Bonds, we're striking this from the record stands. If you want Major, why don't you make a stand this morning and say, hey, MLB, All you saw from McGuire and Sosa and Bonds and Clemens, strike it from the record. Say it. Is that what you want? Because otherwise, the record is what it is. Why don't they do something about it? You know why they won't do something about it? Because it helped the game.
Right. And there's also a reason none of those dudes are in the Hall of Fame. Because there are a lot of people that vote that think like me. Well, and there are players who are in the Hall of Fame who I've talked to who have said to me, I'm on the Veterans Committee as a Hall of Famer. I will never vote for those guys, ever.
There are also players in the Hall of Fame who almost certainly cheated but haven't been caught. It's just who got caught that won't get in. I think it's ridiculous they're not in the Hall of Fame, but that's a different discussion. My view on it is, and I talked about how much I didn't like Aaron Judge at bats cutting into live football.
Yeah.
When Bonds was chasing the record, when Bonds was hitting 70 home runs, baseball has never been more fun to me. That guy was just awesome to watch. Every at bat was theater. And when he struck a ball, it was one of the greatest things you could see in sports. You can't erase that from my memory. So whether you want to strike the record or not, it still exists to me.
It's still there, Kev. And by
the
way,
fake.
How about this? You know what else is fake? Those that vote in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame used to mean something. If you think the home run record is still Henry Aaron and not Barry Bonds, it's fine. But the Hall of Fame is a joke. Just like if you think those players are a joke, the Hall of Fame is a joke too. Big Poppy's in the Hall of Fame. He takes steroids?
He did.
That's why it doesn't matter.
Agreed. There are people that did not vote Barry Bonds in because he was an ass.
No question.
He was one of the worst human beings to deal with.
I get it.
Whether you were black, white, male, female, from Japan, the United States, any ethnicity that covered Major League Baseball or was around the game, he was a grade-A jackass to all of them.
Underscores Hoodie's point right there. Exactly. You're not voting somebody in because he wasn't nice to you. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with Terrell Owens in the NFL.
That's exactly what it is. Ridiculous. That's exactly what it is. He wasn't nice to me in the locker room. Shut up.
Yeah, but JR, there's a lot of guys who were nice who took steroids that are not in, that had Sammy was fine to deal with.
True. That's true, actually. Sammy was.
Was he arrogant?
Yeah.
Yes. He would be at his locker, and then we would all stand there and wait and wait. And he'd keep dressing and put the cologne on, take a bite of a sandwich, and then turn. Okay, what do you got? And like, oh, the Pope is now turning around to welcome us here at the Vatican.
You know where you learned that from? Jordan.
Probably.
Because Jordan would not speak until, let me get dressed so I can have the appearance.
Right.
When you turn the cameras on, my suit's like ready.
You see guys now who show up, you know, in a warm-up, a hoodie, whatever. Michael?
Yeah.
The most meticulous about his appearance, and I remember him telling Kobe, and that's why Kobe, rest in peace, talked about, Michael told me, you're on a business trip.
That's right.
You are a Fortune 500 brand. Act like it. And so they would put this beautiful suit on with the shoes, with the silk sock. I mean, everything. The tie was pulled up. Not like an inch gap up there. No. Pulled up. All right, what do you guys got?
Who is the true home run champion? Is it Aaron Judge or is it Barry Bonds? We want to get your thoughts on this because Judge hits number 61. What does that mean to you? 312-332-3776, 332. ESPN is our phone number. We'll take your phone calls on that. Don't forget Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix on a Thursday on Cap and J-Hood. Call in next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app that after hour 3 of this podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, you can pick up Snorling You. Snorling You can make college football picks from Snorling, from Shay Norling. After hour 3 of this podcast, you can check it out on the Captain Jay Hood feed on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad you're in with us here this Thursday morning. Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Time my ball. You were saying during the break about, you know, obviously a horrible hurricane that we're seeing here. I mean, is it up to a Cat 5 yet, Cap? Cat 4?
I think it's actually, since it made landfall, which usually happens with hurricane, I did a lot of reading on this, the winds diminish some. The water levels are crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Coach Wonstead has a home down there. My brother has a home in Florida. I've seen videos. Like, the fireman in Naples, he's at the firehouse, and the water is almost to the top of his chest.
It's bad.
As he wades through it.
So
crazy.
So you were saying about Tampa, the Buccaneers, right?
Correct. So Tampa, they have to make a decision this morning, but there's a good chance Tampa and the Chiefs, which is a big game, they're going to play it in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I got an idea. We're ideas, guys. You want an idea?
Yeah.
The game should be played in Foxborough.
Why?
Because that's where Brady used to play. Could you imagine that crowd?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I mean, if you're not going to play it in the South, in Atlanta, because it's close, could you imagine moving that game to Foxborough, where Brady used to play?
Is New England at home this Sunday?
No, it's available. Right? I mean, you're a Patriots fan, Snorling. I mean, I think that would be amazing.
They're at Lambeau, so yeah, they could do Foxborough.
Sunday night, Brady and Foxborough.
It would
be amazing.
Certainly, it would keep Brady's home game intact.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
That would just be unbelievable, right? But they're moving to Minneapolis. It's like, you know, what kind of crowd would you get? But if it was in Foxborough, it'd be sold out.
Sold out, maybe.
Right,
because
in Minneapolis,
nuts.
The tickets might be free. I remember this happened when the Vikings, the roof collapsed. They had to play a game in Detroit. Tickets were free for anybody who lived in Detroit. You could just show up. Well, so in Minnesota, it could be the same deal. In Foxborough, you could sell those suckers.
Well, when the Cubs had to play the Astros, Zambrano threw a no-hitter.
I remember.
the Astros were so out of sorts because of the hurricane in Houston.
Right.
They played in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. where the Cubs were the visitor.
Yes. So, and a great crowd because all Cubs.
Right.
Yeah. I think that that would be awesome. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Aaron Judge, and Cap and I are asking you the question about the true home run champion, Aaron Judge or Barry Bonds. And the reason why I bring this up is because Roger Maris Jr., you saw the quote, Cap, doesn't, I mean, he says that the Sosas, the McGuires, the Bonds, those guys are not, those home runs are irrelevant. What happens with Judge, he believes that that's the real number. And I'm here to tell you that Roger Maris Jr. doesn't decide who the home run king is. The record says what it is. Unless Major League Baseball expunges those numbers, they are what they are, Cap. No matter if you like it or not. I just think that I find it interesting you talk about the integrity of the game mm-hmm. when this is the same Hall of Fame that lets Big Poppy in. I told you at the time, I'm done. You don't want steroid cheats in there, but you let that guy in because he got a bright smile?
You are right. I would not have voted Big Poppy in, and I like Big Poppy. I was a fan of his. I liked how he played. I liked when the awful Boston Marathon bombing happened, how he galvanized that city.
Fine. But he cheated too, and he's in there. And there's a lot of other cheats, by the way, in the Hall of Fame too. But the writers turn a blind eye to that because they're nice and they smile at him and they give him quotes. It's nonsense.
Agreed.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Here's Southside Stan leads us off here on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Kevin Hood. How are you guys today?
How you doing, Stan? What's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I hear you make great donuts.
Yeah, I wish I did. I'll be a millionaire.
Yes, you would.
Okay, I just want to just let you guys elaborate on this. And this is how I feel about the Home Run Derby. Because I'm with Hood. That was a great time of my life. Okay, I'm in my early 50s, so mm-hmm. that was a high point of baseball when the home run race was Sosa and McGuire. So in my eyesight, that's legit. What about, tell me this, and maybe you guys can discuss this, what about pre-Jackie Robinson when blacks weren't allowed to play baseball? Are those records legitimate? If we're going to take away those records, how can the records pre-Jackie Robinson be legit? Okay, guys, I'm going to let you just elaborate on that.
And it's a valid point that he talks about because, you know, Satchel Paige didn't get to the big leagues until what? He was in his late 40s?
Correct.
And was still a successful dude.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gibson had over 800 home runs, mm-hmm. but he hit his home runs in the Negro Leagues.
Right.
There are a lot of people. That was one of my dad's favorite players to read about. Watch some of the grainy highlights, and there's talk that he would have been the all-time home run champion. That's how good he was.
Yes. Some try to deny those numbers as if it didn't happen. They happened.
No question.
Absolutely. There's some, in some stadiums, the Negro Leagues could only play at night when there was no lights. They were not allowed to play during the daytime. They were playing at night. Like, okay, you want to play? You know, play at night. Play at dusk. Or, you know, and they said, okay, we'll play. And they played the games.
Correct. I mean, it's a sick mention of what our society was.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had opened the game up to all.
Yes. Oh, God.
The records would be totally different.
Steven Jefferson Park on ESPN 1000. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to say I agree. I think it's entertainment. I think we need something to look forward to in today's day and age. I think it's cool that, you know, he hit the home run. He tied Maris. You know, I feel bad for the guy that dropped the ball.
Yeah.
You know, that stinks.
He drops the ball!
He dropped the ball, Steve.
Love you, Ronnie.
Oh my gosh. I could build so many parlays with that ball.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's no question. So we're glad you checked in, Steve. We appreciate your phone call. Cap and I will take more of your phone calls on this. Just the true home run champion and just trying to define what Aaron Judge did. What does it mean to you?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. I was excited to watch it. I had no problem with cut-ins like Snorling did.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with it. And when he hit it last night, there's a video that you can find online of after the game, Judge has the ball. Matt Bushman, the bullpen coach, got it. Says, this is not mine. It's his. And gave it back to him. and then Aaron's mom. Aaron is adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
He does not acknowledge his biological mother. I don't think he's ever met her.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom who raised him, who he calls mom, who adopted him when he was a baby, she was there in the 99 pinstripe Yankee jersey.
Mm-hmm.
She was emotional. And he had his arm around her, and he goes, this is for you. And he gave her the ball. I thought that was just an awesome moment.
We're going to get your phone calls in on Aaron Judge. What does that home run mean to you? Next, JR.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
You know what's really funny? Like, Hoodie and I are the same dude.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. He grew up on the south side. I grew up on the north side.
Yep.
Hoodie's black. I'm white. But we're the same dude. I was just cleaning out my wallet. I lost my wallet yesterday.
Mm.
I have a wallet that can hold... I have two phones.
Yeah.
And it holds both phones. It's a little... like a little wallet bag thing.
Yeah.
And I had bought an AirTag for it. Like $29 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I put the AirTag in my wallet. And I just said, play the sound. And I walked around the house. I went out the garage. There it is. I had set it down in the garage.
Yeah.
I found it. So in my wallet, I have my mom's last work ID.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good. I carry that work ID of my mother's every day.
Right.
Everywhere I go. Hoodie opens up his wallet. He's got his mom's work ID.
Yep.
Like, we're the same dude, man.
Yes.
Your socks, I'm Cubs.
Yes.
It's just, it's really funny.
Yes.
That really made me smile when you showed me your mom's ID. I said, look, this is my mom's last work ID from the hospital she worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, look what I got. And there's your mom.
That's crazy.
I thought that was really cool.
JR?
I had to laugh because I bought a 4-pack of AirTags on vacation. I'm tired of losing stuff. I'm tired of losing my keys. I'm tired of losing my sunglasses. I have AirTags in both of them. I feel like Cap now.
It's the best.
Hey, man, there's nothing like walking in a room and you don't know why you walked in the room. Shay doesn't have that yet. But
he'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there. You walk in the room like, why am I here? What did I want?
Right.
No, I do that all the time.
That's why I have a little micro recorder because I could be on the phone or whatever. I'm emailing. I got to remember to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I usually will text myself.
Yes.
And so I'll have a text stream of call Hoodie, do this, mm-hmm. go to cleaners, whatever it is. But there are times I'm in the middle of something, so I take my little recorder, and then I can write it down. That's the only way I can keep myself organized.
Hoodie, the other day I was sitting in the man cave watching football, and I got up to get my phone charger out of the bedroom, bring it in there so I could charge my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I did a full lap around the house, never grabbed the charger, went and sat back down. Then realized right after I sat down what I got up to do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why does that happen, man? Why are we... forgetting things. I think we're young enough to be able to remember. But, you know, I'm so old school, Cap, that when I have to-do lists, either honey-dos or things I have to do, I'm like my father,
mm-hmm.
the old back of the envelope, and write it out.
Right, and that's bad because that's how you lose. That's why I have a record. It's there.
Yeah,
I got a digital record.
I still have the old. Nothing like it, JR. You got the junk mail. It's like, oh, let me just jot a few items down on the back of that old junk mail envelope.
I can see you going old school at your bank, waiting for that container to come down with the cash in it, with the little half envelope, and you writing on one of those. Hoodie, you probably have like four of those in your car, don't you?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes, I do, JR.
It's literally crazy.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Here's someone old school, Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Justin on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Cap. Good morning, Hoodie.
What's
Hope
up, buddy?
Good. So you had a caller a couple calls ago. He pretty much uttered my point. I feel like, you know, everybody's going to have a preference, whether it's Aaron Judge or Barry Bonds. But me being a big baseball fan, a huge baseball fan, somewhat of a historian, I always, too, like to focus on the Negro Leagues. And Josh Gibson was very prominent because he did have over 800 home runs, but nothing was never documented. And I just felt like you can't really judge what it is now without looking into the past. And that stuff, like I said, it was never documented, and we never know what could have been. We give a lot of lately we've been giving a lot of flack to the Sox, and rightfully so. But a lot of people don't know that they do a good job of honoring the Chicago American Giants, which was a prominent team. Rube Foster was the godfather of black baseball. And, you know, they played right down on 39th Street where the Ida B. Wells projects were. Mm-hmm. They played right down on 39th Street. So I always felt like they, you know, the MLB should, you know, they honor Jackie Robinson, and that's cool. But I felt like they should have did a better job of honoring the players in the Negro Leagues, because I feel like if Josh Gibson, he had over 800 home runs. So who knows how many home runs that would have been in a single season. That's all I wanted to say. I mean, congratulations to Aaron Judge. I'm not taking nothing away from him.
Right.
But I always would go deeper than that. I appreciate y'all taking my call as always, and I hope y'all have a good one.
All right, Justin. Thanks, man.
Thank you. So what Judge is doing is clean, right?
I believe so, because it's the most – I've read everything on the World Anti-Doping Agency have all said baseball has the best – steroid testing program of any major sport.
Man, I
guess you never know with 100%. Would you bet your life on it?
No.
No, but to the best of their ability, he's clean.
Cap, just from my standpoint as a fan, I'm here to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be mad because my favorite baseball player is putting a needle in his ass. If that's what he wants to do with his life, that's fine. But for me, it's about entertainment.
You can't show up not know that it's authentic what you're watching. I can't.
How is that any less authentic?
Because those are not natural numbers. It's not.
Cap, there are no natural numbers anymore. We've just talked about all the errors, how you can cross-compare them.
There was a way to
hold on a second.
To cheat the ratings.
You would do it. How you can cross-compare the numbers
in different eras. That's an awful thing for you to
say.
Baseball, that is ridiculous.
Baseball... Their job for the Hall of Fame, it's not to keep people out. It's to educate people during the different eras. When this generation dies off, I think you're going to see a shift in the focus of what the Hall of Fame stands for in terms of including everybody and educating what baseball is about throughout history. That's how you decide who the best is.
No, because I disagree with you. Completely disagree with you. And if there was a way for someone to mess with TV ratings, they have the number one rated show, and you found out they knew some algorithm so they could cheat it, and they actually weren't. That's reprehensible. That's
Warner
disgusting.
Brothers literally just did that.
Right, they if you pumped had a cash Warner bonus Brothers to it, yeah.
Okay, Warner Brothers just pumped their HBO Max subscribers by 10 million and let on shareholders saying they had 10 million more subscribers than they had. It happens.
Okay, the guys that did that should go to jail then. I'm talking about fraud.
Like Bonds, and should he go to jail?
No, that's I'm talking about what they did.
What about
stole
Twitter?
Money.
Should the guys on Twitter go to jail for inflating their numbers of followers? Should they do that?
I mean, I'm not going to get into this whole long litany of examples.
Right.
I'm just
it sounds
telling
ridiculous,
you,
doesn't it,
as
Cap?
Long as I have, if I ever get a vote, and I know a lot of dudes who vote and gals who will never vote Barry Bonds in, Sammy Sosa in. They will not do it. Clemens. They will not vote him in. They may get in. But there are a lot of voters, former players, who will not vote because those guys cheated the game.
And they are not the gatekeepers of baseball.
And guess what? They are the gatekeepers of the Hall of Fame. Take that.
The same Hall of Fame's got Big Poppy?
Agree. I agree with you. I wouldn't have put Big Poppy in either.
It's crazy, man.
But I thought what Aaron Judge did last night was awesome. Really cool.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Cap and J. Hood.